People of Britannia, Super de Feffel here, and it's been a fantastic week, crowned by my crystal clear address to the nation on Sunday, which I've been told has had so many personal appreciations over social media. Now, let me first address an issue of great concern: the number of people not using A&E. We need to reverse that trend. We need more people coming through those automatic doors which keep jamming. We are working around the clock to find out just why people are so suddenly terrified of visiting hospitals. So, in addition to Sunday's pronouncements, we are going to use A&E attendance as one of the propellers of our new COVID-secure economy. And tonight, I can announce a call for a nationwide increase in exercise to allow now all-day exercise, should you choose. All night, even. Then, and it's a big then we should see a massive spike in sudden heart attacks and other exercise-related ailments on the streets, in the parks, in our homes, walking, cycling, but not, please, at this time, on public transport. And then it's straight off to A&E. We need to get back to the overcrowded, under-resourced, normal, and I know you want this too, and my friends, we will get there. We will get there. So, especially if you've done nothing but sit about this past 7 weeks, get up suddenly and sprint, fall down, twist your lower back, sprain your ankle, clutch your chest, get the sirens blaring, and together we will turbocharge the windmills of the economy. You couldn't see this then, but I was doing marvellous movements with my hand illustrating that last point. I was going to talk about Lycra on the streets, but I'll save that for another time. So, roadmap. Yes, roadmap. Let me be very clear. There is a map and there is a road, or a sort of squiggly line that could indeed be a road, or a bridleway, or public footpath. But together, the map and the road constitute a road map, and I have charged the Department of Map and the Department of Road to work hand in glove, not even a rizzler's width of difference between them, to come up with a clear route for the country. Wales and Scotland are different, but I've always said that they are different, and they have different maps and roads in those places, and we shall respect the decisions of the great Sturgeon of the North, and whoever the Welsh leader is. Quick word about the 5 p.m. briefings. Low ratings, too much flack, so I won't be leading those anytime soon. Now, on to travel into the UK. Let me be very clear. There will be quarantine for everyone entering the country by air. Unless you are coming from France or Ireland. France and Ireland, as we all know, have special places in our country's heart, and we are guided by the science on that. We have long and harmonious relationships with both countries, nurtured over centuries of close cooperation and subjugation. Je suis un Dubliner, in the words of the great French writer Jean-Paul George Ringo. So, air equals quarantine plus the R rate. Now, if you travel by boat or train into the UK, again, let me be very clear. If you are in a small boat or rubber dinghy travelling from France in fear of your life with hundreds of other people, it is no passeran. You will be retournez-vous to Calais. If you are coming by Eurostar or ferry, you should be okay. If you're on a bus or a tube, good luck. More superb hand movements there. It's such a shame we can't do this on camera, but Dom Dom Cum Cum insists that this is the best medium for me to be seen in. And who would go against the sage advice of Cum Cum? Not me, for one. So on that note, farewell, my friends. Until next week, Super de Feffel. No logo, no slogans. Signing off.